Blog Talk Radio.
Right, hey, what's going on, everyone? I'm your host, NH Labduni. Welcome to TLETV. And what I wanted to get into today is, I don't know if you heard about the story about the young black men in Alabama who did the drive-by mannequin challenge. Then the police raid ensued a month later, and two people were arrested. They found drugs, they found guns, etc. And one thing led to another, and we have pro-blacks all over social media backing up what these young black men did in this video. Now, before we get into it, though, I want to go ahead and give some time for everybody to jump on the line, jump on the live stream. I want to go ahead and do this live. I want to talk about not only their video, not only the police reaction, but also the pro-black reaction, the people standing up, the white boys' drive-by mannequin challenge, and the silence behind that from the police community, but pro-blacks are sharing it crazy on social media. So before we even get into that, though, we're going to have to play some music, and once the music cuts off, we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. So here we go. We actually have P-Squad, Dirty Proper, Mr. President. Now, Mr. President Donald Trump, this is for you. This is for you.
I'm a little bit like through tragedy.
tragedies, yeah. Just to make my nigga through history, yeah. Never remake this black history. And I'ma tell you what you need to know until you sell a zip. Too legit to quit and ain't telling shit. Fuck you, fucking president. Black suit won't fit in that crack, no evidence. Come through, nigga, fuck your settlement. Fuck, taking over, nigga, everybody resident. If you really don't, nigga, better let him in. Free my niggas right now, then let him in. Nothing to do, and we ain't trying to be president. Lacing up them boots, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot, and we ain't taking no settlement. To Mr. President, who the third? Dressing up in suits.
Don't shoot, I'm real down to them roots. I'm strapped up, my hands wrapped up, but I swear I ain't no truth. I'm so ready for war and not going to school. Teachers, they born, they live by the rules. Most niggas I know, man, they live by the truth. A kid with no job, so they rob me for food. I pray for them Jews, yeah, I pray for my dog. Pray that we up and we never gon' fall. Breaking the barriers, beating the odds. Kevin Gates grind cause I don't get tired. Ain't gon' lie, it's not sometimes. Every day my people dying. Now another baby cry, cause he watched his daddy die. We so numb to the pain. I could have swore that we broke in the chain. In the sunshine, but it only see rain. There's so much lost, man, what can we gain? Let's take kids in riots. We ain't living, we surviving. Ain't going down without fighting, so I'll just say bring the violence. Crew.
Lacing up them boots, and we ain't trying to be president. Lacing up them boots, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot, and we ain't taking no settlement. To Mr. President, who the third? Dressing up in suits. And we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot. And we ain't taking no settlement. Lacing up them boots. If you want a nigga, come get it then. Then Mr. President, who the third?
Once again, welcome everyone to TLE TV. I'm your host, N.H. Labduni. I want to talk about this mannequin challenge, the drive-by, boom, 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 drive-by mannequin challenge done by 22 young black males out of Huntsville, Alabama. A month later, an investigation ensued and a raid was done and guns, drugs, etc. was confiscated from the property and two individuals in the video were arrested and more is imminent. So, if those that are not familiar with the video, as you can see right here, you see a screenshot of a couple of the dudes in the video, guns drawn, as the mannequin challenge. For those who haven't seen it, what I'm going to do is go ahead and play that for you right now so you can get an idea of what was seen, what the controversy is. But before we do, let me go ahead and switch on this other camera because I need to go ahead and get this other angle as well. Give me one second. Oh, so apparently I got no card installed in the camera. Give me one second. 32 gig. Let me put that in there right now so we can get that footage. So I can get that footage anyway so I can upload to my various channels. And for those that don't know my various channels, follow the Lyrical Elitist. You can do TLE TV on YouTube, the Lyrical Elitist on YouTube. You can go to Facebook.com/TheLyricalElitist. You can go to Twitter. It's CLister5. Instagram, TLETV. We're here. We're there. Just share, like, dislike. Don't matter. Just go ahead and interact. Let me know how you feel about what I'm doing. How we're trying to do things here at TLETV. But anyway, we wanted to discuss what was going on with these individuals. All right, so got the camera going. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and play the video for you real quick so you get an idea of what is going on with this mannequin challenge that has people talking and investigators on their ass. One second here. Wrong one. Play this video. Okay. Let's get another screen capture here. One second. Screen capture. Get this one right here. Boom. All right, what we're going to do. Let's go ahead and just put it there. Let's see if it'll play. I'm using this thing for the first time. Not sure how it's going to work out. But, hey, we're going to give it a shot and see what happens. If not, you can watch the edited version of this video where that video will be displayed as well as another interesting video. All right, so it doesn't appear to be getting it. So what I'm going to do is try something else here. Oh, technology, boy. So many different ways to do things, but it doesn't really simplify it all, does it? Let's see. Actually, media file. And what we want is this one. Open. All right, here we go. Here we go, right here. So yeah, that was the video. One second here. Now in that video you can see quite a few gentlemen there, guns drawn, blazing. Well, not really blazing because they weren't really shooting, but it was just a video of the mannequin challenge with them with the drive-by. And they had the guns drawn, as you can see. They had one shotgun underneath the car. They had a bunch of handguns, so on and so forth. Now, what's been going on is in the news, and we actually have it on our website at thelyricalleaders.com. You can check it out. The link will be in the description box. The story is that these individuals did the mannequin challenge with their guns. And how it was reported was that after a month of this video going viral on Facebook, it got into the hands of local authorities, and they decided to investigate because, well, I mean, you got a lot of guns. Yeah, they want to cry racism because there's a bunch of black folks, but guess what? F that. You got a bunch of guns drawn. Nine times out of ten, not every single gun is legal. And to say that, oh, they don't know if it's legal or not, well, shouldn't they investigate? Because, quite frankly, we have a lot of crime statistics that show black folks, black teenagers, black young men, young black men with guns, a lot of times those guns are not legal anyway. But pro-blacks want to say, oh, man, why are they investigating that? Oh, they shouldn't be investigating that. Well, you got to be out of your mind because guess what? We have a lot of crimes committed by young black males with guns, and nine times out of ten, those guns aren't even registered, aren't legal, or anything like that. That becomes a problem. And that does become a public safety issue, regardless of how you feel, regardless of your pro-black stance. That is a safety issue because how many young black men are killed by young black men? How many young black children are killed by black people with guns? Tell me that. But they want to ignore that fact and just say that police should not investigate further into all those guns being displayed in this mannequin challenge, which was the stupidest one of all. You know, one mantra in the black community is, hey, no snitching, stop snitching. But yet, in their music, in their videos, they stay dry snitching, stay snitching on themselves. It's backward hustling. But anyway, in this video, everyone is toting weapons of various calibers. Pistols, shotguns, hung frozen in the air. One man prostrate under the back of a car as if for cover with the barrel of his shotgun poking out. Another hiding behind a plastic trash can like it's really going to provide protection in a real gunfight. It's the latest version of the mannequin challenge that's to go viral on social media at this time. But, like I said, I didn't want to go into the story itself since the story has already gone viral 10 times, 15 times over. What I want to go into is the pro-black reaction to police raiding this these people's home, raiding them and arresting two individuals, confiscating guns, ammunition, drugs, etc. Now, to be a black person and already feel that this country is set up against you, it's ridiculous for you to go ahead and post something publicly that can somehow incriminate you. If you know that this government doesn't like you, if you feel that this government is against you and is oppressing you, why would you post something that could be seen as illegal? But then again, they're just seeking attention. They want the likes. They want the views. So it doesn't matter what they do. They publicize going to jail. They make it so Hollywood just to go to jail. You get street cred for going to jail, going to prison. So why not? That's how dumb these ignorant-ass niggas are. And I'm sorry for cursing, but that's just how I feel about it. Now, anyway, now there's this one individual that I follow on Facebook. I follow a lot of quote-unquote conscious folk, pro-black folk, people that's trying to uplift the community. And there's this one person in particular. Her name on Facebook is Ife, I-F-E, Asa, A-S-A. And she does a lot of good things on Facebook with her Facebook Live, where she does a lot of reading. She reads a lot of literature. She does live stream literature reading. And that's actually a very good thing. It's better than live streaming some twerking and stuff like that on your live stream on Facebook, on your Facebook Live. So I actually give her credit for that, and I give her credit for what she's trying to do within the black community, trying to help our black brothers and sisters, trying to elevate their thinking. But I do take certain offense, not necessarily offense, but I feel that her viewpoint on this particular matter is somewhat enabling of why this culture continues to grow and continues to move on. Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go ahead and show you what she put on her page so you get an idea of what I'm talking about. Let's see here. Right here. Okay, let me go ahead and move it so you can see. And when I woke up that morning, I saw this, and I was like, Well, let's see if I can make it so y'all can read it. Because you definitely need to be able to read what she's saying. Now, December 7th at 9:10 a.m., she posts a message on Facebook. Y'all read about the black men arrested for their mannequin challenge? Damn. Okay, but guess what? Why is that so damn? She got the little googly eyes and everything. They did what they wanted to do. They reaped the repercussions. Like they say, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. However, what I really wanted to get into is this one stream of interaction that started with Ancestral Energy. Ancestral Energy said some of the people in the video weren't legally able to have guns. I can't call this one racism. They were just being stupid. Why advertise that you're involved in illegal activities? I hate the police, but we have to be smarter. Now, I completely agree with Ancestral Energy. I agree for the mere fact that because, guess what? You know the police have no problem killing an unarmed black man. They have no problem doing so. So for you to show all these guns, all this weaponry at one home, you mean to tell me that you don't expect police to come knocking on your door asking, hey, about all these guns, are they all licensed? Are they all registered? Because guess what? You're not purposely involved in a crime, so to speak, just on surface value with the video. However, if people there are holding guns that are not licensed to hold guns, are felons and are still holding guns, guess what? They are still committing a crime in the video, so the police have every right to investigate that video. So I replied to Ancestral Energy. I said, I agree, they are fully responsible for what they're doing. However, Ife Asa wants to say, oh, that they've been trained and they are victims. And that's the one thing that is a problem. We need to kill this whole victim mentality, this whole victim mantra. Yes, they may be victims. Yes, they may be trained. But guess what? One thing that they're also trained is guns and drugs and stuff is a crime. They are trained to know that. Their music tells them that, but it tells them, yeah, it's a crime, but go ahead and do it. Their friends tell them that, but then they go ahead and do it. Everything around it tells them it's a crime. So they're trained to know that it's a crime, but somehow it's still popular and still cool to do all that. And for now, on another tangent, if you say no snitching, stop snitching, but yet you dry snitching on yourself, you over here showing these guns, you showing yourself involved with guns, holding guns, so on and so forth, trying to imitate art or art imitate life, or however you want to look at it, it's completely irresponsible of you for you to be a felon to be involved in those activities. And I do believe felons have requirements where they're not supposed to be around other felons, they're not supposed to be involved in criminal activity, they're not supposed to be have firearms, but yet and still, they thought it's cool to go post on social media this mannequin challenge. Like they're going to top the last mannequin challenge. But anyway, but when she said that they've been trained and that they are victims, Ancestral Energy was like, yep, even to go to jail, laugh out loud. Now, Ife Asa says the TV, the radio, the movies, the streets, the environment that they are forced to live in have trained them. Yes, in fact, they trained them to the simple fact that, hey, do this, do that. But I told them it didn't train them to broadcast that foolishness. Their need for attention, their starvation for likes and self-validation is what prompted them to be involved in that kind of mannequin challenge. That's what prompted them to go ahead and pose for the video and upload the video. Now, you know you're a felon. Why the hell are you going to go ahead and put yourself up like that? I told them it ain't training to broadcast illegal activity because the G code of the code of the streets is you don't talk about your illegal activity. Not with outside folks. You keep it within your circle. And like I said, at some point, responsibility and accountability is in order. If you know it's wrong, you don't showcase your wrongdoings. When's the last time you've seen old mobsters, gangsters, showcasing their illegal activities? When's the last time you've seen that? You don't see the triad doing that. You don't see nothing about the triad. You don't see the Latin Kings do that. You don't see nothing online about the Latin Kings. You don't see them doing that. So why would you do that? The Italian mob families. They don't broadcast. Everything is about a code of silence. I mean, even your music. Lil Wayne says, my G's move in silence. Like lasagna. It's a code of silence. You don't broadcast. You don't showcase. So what's the problem here? Why should we be backing up what they did? It's ridiculous. Now, let's not forget, now, it was reported in the story that a man in his 40s, a convicted felon, was one of the ones arrested stemming from the investigation into this video. Now, being in his 40s, he was actually 49 years old, so he was just 1 year away from 50. Convicted felon. You think he would have been able to provide some kind of guidance, some kind of insight to these young fools and be like, hey, don't do that. Don't. If you're going to record, keep that tape under wraps, share amongst yourself. Excuse me. But don't post that on social media. Don't put that out there for the whole world to see. It's gonna come out to you. It's not a music video. It is not a music video. It is a mannequin challenge. And guess what a mannequin challenge is? A mannequin challenge is real life. A music video may imitate life, be artistic in its imitation of life. But however, the mannequin challenge is not a music video. It is you purposely out there doing whatever it is to do to take part in so-called challenge and post it online. But anyway, we had a lot of people that saying that oh, well, guess what? These brothers need help. They need this. They need that. They've been trained. They're victims. They're this, they're that, and the third. So when does personal accountability, personal responsibility come into play? When do we stop saying, okay, we're going to stop enabling this kind of behavior and say, hey, look, this shit is not right. Hold on. So when does that come into play? I mean, I want to know. So when are we, and then for them to say that, oh, they were trained into this. They were brought into this. They weren't born with guns. It was the people that gave them guns. No, the people didn't give them guns. Those people went out and bought guns, and they bought the guns. They weren't just given guns. They weren't just given guns at the time of their birth. They went and bought the guns for whatever reason that they bought the guns and decided they want to put it on display for this mannequin challenge. So they have responsibility for going out there, buying the damn guns, and putting it on display for this mannequin challenge. But by that same logic, if you want to say that they were trained, they're victims, they're this and that, then Dylann Roof is a victim. Dylann Roof was trained, indoctrinated into white supremacy, and which is why he went and did what he did. It is not his fault. For all those people that killed black folks, they were trained, they were indoctrinated. That's by that same logic. They were trained, they were indoctrinated. They're victims themselves by white supremacy being sold into them, plain and simple. And if that's the case for those people to get off from what they did, Dylann Roof should get off. All those other people that killed black folks should get off. I mean, we already see George Zimmerman get off, Darren Wilson get off, a couple other cops get off. But that's all I'm saying. If, in fact, those people were trained, that is your argument. They're victims. They're trained. They're the product of their environment. Hollywood media, everything is just giving that to them, is feeding that into them. So they're just regurgitating what they're being fed. If that is the case, should not that be the case for Dylann Roof? Dylann Roof receives his white supremacy indoctrination. For all these white supremacists that you want to call out as white supremacists, these racists, Donald Trump. You can't hold a grudge against Donald Trump then. He's a victim. He was indoctrinated. He was trained. When does personal responsibility come into play? At what age do we say, okay, hold on, wait a minute. By this point, you should already know better. When do we say that? Like I said, there was a 49-year-old arrested involved with this mannequin challenge. So when do we say that personal responsibility has to come into play? Because at one point, you're gonna know what's right from wrong. And they know what's right from wrong. But despite the fact that they know what's right from wrong, we have this counterculture where bad is good and good is bad. Bad bitch, double entendre, right? Everybody want to be a bad bitch, right? But you call a bitch bad, you call a bad bitch bad bitch, what happens? She gets offended. Anyways, now I'm not saying that the police are wrong. I'm not saying that the police are not wrong. I'm saying that the police have every right to look into that video. Why the hell are there so many guns? There was, I believe they said, 22 handguns and one long gun, that shotgun you saw poking out from underneath the back of the car. They have every right to look into that and see, okay, since we have statistically a high crime rate of black individuals involved with guns, and 9 times out of 10, those guns were illegally obtained, we need to investigate further. It does present a public safety issue. I got no problem with Ife Ase. I love what she does on Facebook. I follow her. I'm a friend of hers on Facebook. I follow her. I love what she does when it comes to trying to educate. However, on this point, I have to disagree. And as adults, we should be able to disagree without anything else coming from it. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. And that's just the way it goes. We go our separate ways. We keep it moving. It doesn't become personal. Now, what many pro-blacks have been bringing out was the white boy video of them doing the drive-by mannequin challenge. And they were saying, okay, will these people be investigated? Will they be raided? Now, I do want to make one point. This drive-by mannequin challenge done by these individuals in Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama, was posted on November 9th. The raid happened 1 month later. Now, the video that they want to counter the black guy's video was done, I believe they said, posted, I believe, the 27th of November, 3 weeks later. So 1 week later, you're expecting a raid and investigation and all that, the same thing that happened to them when they had a whole month? If we're talking about equality and fairness, maybe we should get to the end of the month to find out what the status is as far as into the investigation of those individuals in Washington. Now, for those that haven't seen the video in Washington, I'll go ahead and play that too, because, I mean, now I will say this, and I do agree, if the police do not raid, do not investigate, do not look into further the white boy version of the video, then we have a clear problem here. We have a clear problem, a situation where there is a disparity when it comes to black people being profiled and investigated and persecuted as opposed to white people. Then you can say yes, but it's too early to be crying racism. This is not racism. This is just factual. Look, guns, I mean, come on. And then after the raid, they find guns and drugs and ammunition. I mean, really? Really? You're doing illegal shit and you don't just post it up so everybody can see? Come on, stop playing with yourself. Stop lying to yourself. But I'm going to go ahead and show you the white boy mannequin challenge. And then we're going to see how that plays off. 1 second. All right, this is the white boy's version. I'm gonna play it one more time. One more time. I want you to pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention to the differences. Now, in this video, you see one handgun and nine long guns. In the previous video, one long gun between 19 and 22 handguns. So yes, there you see it. There you have it. There you have it. 1 second here. So there you have it. Now what I want to see, I do want to see State of Washington investigate that further. Now what they wanted to use as an excuse in Alabama for them being able to get their warrant and do their investigation was because the home was captured in the video, so they were able to determine where the home was at, and they were able to find out blah, 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 who was involved, so on and so forth. And they did say that further arrests were imminent pending. Now, in this video, they may not have captured a home, but what they did capture was that black SUV's tag. And what I want to do is go ahead and capture that one more time so you guys can see it. So you can see that tag. And what we want to do is request that the Washington State Police get that tag, and run it through their DMV. In fact, what I'm going to see if I can do, let me see if I can Google Washington State DMV and see if we can do a tag search. Washington State DMV. All right. License plate search. All right, what I'm going to do is try to, let's see here. I want to be able to get you guys to see this. Get started. All right, so as we see in the video, we have tag number C17. C17 175E. All right, so they did find information. However, they want you to, you know how it is with somebody, a lot of this company, they want you to pay for the actual information. Now, the police don't have to do that. The police just can run it through their system. Like when they pull somebody over, they're like, here's the tag number. Can you see what we got going on with the tag? They're able to find out who it belongs to. Let's see. Washington License Plate Lookup Service. I don't know how many pro-blacks are doing this, but if this is an issue, then you want the police to go ahead and get involved to find out who this tag belongs to, find out who they are, and do what you need to do from there. Now, as you can see, they're saying it's a license plate. Let's see here. Can't make it any bigger. All right. Sorry about that. This is my first time using this software. I'm trying. Well, it's a Cadillac Escalade ESV. Yes, exactly what we've seen in the video. So in order to get that information, as far as like the license plate owner, address of the owner, you see all that, it asked me to create an account. I'm not going to create an account because I shouldn't have to. The police should be able to look this up on their own. So instead of talking about, what about this, what about this, I'd say I challenge pro-blacks. Pro-blacks. I challenge pro-blacks. Contact the Washington State Police. Contact the troopers, somebody in law enforcement. I challenge you to contact them and tell them, look, this is the tag that's in the video. This is the tag that's in the video. Investigate. Are all those long guns registered? Are all they legal? Are all of those guns legal? Is that handgun legal? Is that girl in behind the wheel of the car with a suspended license? We want to know. You say in the Alabama video, the home was captured so they were able to investigate further, and that's how they were able to obtain a warrant and do that raid. Here in Washington, we have the Washington license plate captured in the video. You're able to find out who it's registered to, go to that person, investigate further, and if need be, do a raid. Washington State Police, you are being challenged to do that. That is what you're being challenged to do. Pro-black. That is what you need to be jumping on. Instead of crying racism and saying, oh, what about them? What about them? Do the work. Do the work. Challenge the police. Put them to work. Look at the laws in the state. What are the laws in the state when it comes to handguns? long guns, open carry. What are those laws? I challenge you to do that instead of staying on social media crying racism. You don't like what I'm saying? That's your business. You feel what I'm saying? Do the work. Challenge your brothers and sisters. Hey, instead of crying racism, do something about it. Give the police the information. Since they want to find it so easy to look up the brothers in Alabama, what about these boys over here in Washington? Get the tag number. Call the Washington State Troopers. Bombard them. Email them. Whatever you got to do. People in Washington, call, bombard, email, go in person. Whatever you got to do, provide them with the tag number. I'm already giving the tag number out here. You've seen it already. Find out. It's Charlie17175ECHO. That's from military phonetic spelling for those who don't understand. Challenge them. Do something about it instead of crying racism and maintaining this